It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
Jeff Gwillim, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis.
Subsidies for electric vehicles.
Well, we thought they would come. I did say to the VACC board recently it'll be launched on a weekend, and it was. It was launched on Saturday and then some other announcements on Sunday. This is interesting. You know, half the world has gone down the process of providing incentives to get people into electric vehicles. Others just make it harder to drive a petrol vehicle. But the theory behind this, Dennis, is that if you want to move a whole group of consumers into electric vehicles and the price point is the gap is still too wide, then, if government incentivises this, then hopefully they'll get more people into these things. I mean, if it's Germany, Sweden, Norway, you know, around the world, parts of North America, incentives have been used as a tool to get people into electric vehicles globally.
I was on the Hume Freeway, yesterday and pulled into one of the stations along the way, and there were a couple of cars charging at electric stations, but there weren't that many charge points, I've got to say, and it just made me think maybe they're taking 45 minutes to get some sort of charge happening.
Yeah, look, it is the major blocker. I've been zooming around the world on this stuff. Again, we had Sweden again tonight. Every country that I've spoken to when it comes to electric vehicle rollout will say that their charging infrastructure is the key. You can get people into these cars, but if they can't charge them, then it is a disincentive. We rented a Tesla last week at work. I drove back into the car park. I had one charging point. Somebody parked in there. Then you start going around looking for somebody to plug the car in. So our advice to government, Dennis, both state and federal, is if you're going to incentivise anything, incentivise the rollout of infrastructure in metropolitan and regional areas.
To calls, Chris, hello.
Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying the program. I just wanted to say, I notice a lot of people driving cars without their headlights on, because everyone's relying on the auto headlights. But a lot of people haven't set them to auto headlights, and the dashboard lights are on, but the headlights are off. So I just think it's really, really dangerous.
Yeah, look, Chris, I agree with you there. I think what happens is one reason or another, people switch them off of auto and they don't put them back on. Here's an interesting one on my car. If I've got the lights on auto, I can't leave high beam on. So if I'm anywhere regionally and I want to leave high beam on, just to get, you know, make sure I can see where I'm going, I have to actually take it off of auto. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but people need to make sure to put it back on auto.
I've never heard of that before, Jeff.
Yep, it's a European car, and to be frank, I've been in the industry a long time. I thought I had a problem. I thought, why won't this stay on high beam? It's because I had an auto. I had to take it off of auto to get the high beam to stay on.
Oh, yeah, that's too much work in this day and age, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Chris, I just can never work out how people can be driving in night time. It's dark and they can't see that they haven't got their lights on.
But they see the dashboard lights on and they think their headlights are on.
So they're just...
The new cars have beautiful dashboard lights. So you're driving down the road and you see these dashboard lights on, you think, oh, the headlights are on, but the headlights are not on.
And they're just following the street lighting and the cars in front of them, I presume. Chris, thank you. It is a worry. You see them pretty well, you know, I'd see a couple every week at least in my travels. Now, admittedly, I do a few Ks, but you just shouldn't see cars without the headlights on. Jeff, the state government here in Victoria, we were talking about making it a bit more awkward for people who are going to drive electric cars.
Well, I think they'll make it more awkward, I think, Dennis, for people in petrol and diesels, and congestion charges is what will come through. For people in what they call zero emission vehicles, you know, ZEVs, get used to this term, it's going to be used a lot. They want 50% of the total vehicle fleet in Victoria in electric by the end of 2030. Now, that's a big ask, and by 2050, really a carbon neutral car fleet. again, a big ask. But this is a really interesting point, Dennis. You need electric cars in the used car market to get other people in. So there's no point just having people that can afford electric vehicles to really drive this home. One of the initiatives behind this government's rollout is to stimulate enough vehicles into the market, Dennis, so that they end up in the second-hand and used market, so that people that want, that can't afford a brand new electric car can afford a used car as well. So that's really important.
Well, if we are going to head down the road and head down quickly with this, I think a lot of people at Toyota would be thrilled to hear this, because their hybrids are recharging while you're using the petrol. And they're costing about 3 litres for every 100 k's. It's nothing.
Yeah, well, that's regenerative braking. So with a lot of the electric cars, they've got what they call regenerative braking, and it can work through friction or through the motor. What that does, to be honest, if you travel downhill all day, you'd end up with more energy in the battery than when you started, because it's actually, as you're braking, it's actually, you know, putting energy back into that battery. But here's one for you, Dennis. The new Nissan Leaf, really interesting. It's what they, here's another new term for your listeners this evening. It's bio-directional.
So we've got Z's and bio-directional.
you got Zevs. Zevs and bio-directional tonight. Bio-directional means that you can actually plug this. You need a converter, but you can plug this car back in at home, and you can put, you know, electricity back into your home grid. What that means, of course, is fill up at work or fill up at the supermarket, whoever's going to give you cheap electricity, drive home, plug the car in, and just live off the car. You set the car, you know, don't take more than 100 kilometres, leave me 100 kilometres in the car, push that back into your home in the evening. How about that?
That is next level, and it's called the Nissan Leaf.
That's the Nissan Leaf, bio-directional.
And Z's.
And Zeds.
We will be back shortly with a few more new terms in the motoring area with Jeff Quillam and your calls after these. Jeff Quillam is online, the CEO of the VACC. Jeff, as we head towards electric vehicles or an increase in hybrids at least, what about opportunities for young people who want to be mechanics?
Well, thank you. That's fascinating. The mechanic of the future is different. This is diagnostic. This is fault finding. So a modern car, particularly an electric car, is full of circuitry. And the major job for a technician of the future, Dennis, on these vehicles is fault finding and fault diagnosis. It doesn't mean that you don't need to know how to spin a spanner and how to tighten things up properly, but it means that the type of person that's going to come into this industry will come in with a slightly different skill set. Great for women that are interested in IT and interested in fault finding and diagnosis. There's a real opportunity here. So this job role is changing. We're developing a national qualification right now, and it's called Electric Vehicle Technicians, and it will be a different type of job than the job we've had in the past.
And as you say, suitable for, I'm sure there are plenty, well, not plenty, but some very successful female mechanics, but it would be more sort of across both men and women, suitable for both.
Absolutely. Look, we could do better. There's still less than 5% of women in automotive on the tools. We need to get that up. We need to do a lot of work to change that, and electric vehicles may provide the opportunity.
Good on you, Jeff. VACC CEO Jeff Quillam.